So we're back now to Jimmy Doan.
No, that's right. We're back now to the Jimmy Doan part two. I wanted to talk a little bit about the just mention the drugs, Mexican drugs. There was an article in today's paper about how the drugs are switching. $62 billion a year in drugs. The quality, the quantity, and the money involved is ramping up, as it has been for years and years and years. Nothing's changed, except that where this stuff's coming from is now Mexico rather than the Caribbean.
Where was this article?
This was in, I believe it was in our local Gainesville mullet wrapper.
Okay.
But it was an AP story or New York Times or something. I mean, they're owned by the New York Times, so
right.
It was not a local reporter, I can tell you. It might have been in the Wall Street Journal also. I was going through, trying to get through last week's papers. The point is that they have some towns down there now that are totally controlled by the drug lords, the new drug lords. The Colombians are in production, and the Mexicans now are in the distribution. And these several towns down that they know very well, but they're totally run by they're totally drug towns. Everybody walks around. It's like Old West, like Dodge City. They have guns in their belts and walk around, and everybody's safe as long as you don't do something, as long as you don't flash a badge.
Drugs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's interesting to see that it's like Princess Leia said, the tighter you squeeze, what is that saying? She says, the more you squeeze,
the more you tighten your grip, Lord Vader, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
That's right. And so you tighten the grip on the drugs and more slips through. And
yeah.
Wheat. And so,
this is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Well, the estimates, which always are suspect depending on who's giving the estimate, is $62 billion as actually spent on the actual drugs. And if somebody said that buys a lot of policemen and border guards, and I mean, think about it. You have a Mexican guy who's making, I mean, I don't know what the per capita income is, but a policeman who puts his life on the line every single day, I don't know if he makes $10,000. I mean, I don't think so.
Right.
But you say, I'll give you $100,000 to look the other way.
10 years salary.
Yeah, 10 years to look the other way. And by the way, I won't kill you.
Right.
I mean, hello. Oh, you mean I get to live and the money?
Wow.
Yeah, what a deal. So,
that's a pretty good deal.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's right. Muy
bueno. I waited out, man, and, like it was better on this side.
The money weighed a lot more than that bullet.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no question.
Can you imagine that there wouldn't be any corruption involved? And they said, it reminds people, because these people were also, these two communities have been involved in this sort of stuff for 100 years. They started with Prohibition. They were one of the importers during Prohibition. Mm. So they have a culture of drug running, alcohol running, whatever it is, the whole culture, the whole town, whatever. So who's surprised? And the federales can't get in there, I guess, because they get bribed also. I mean, I don't care. You can be the finest, most noble federale in the world, but if a guy offers you $100,000 and your life,
right.
I'm going to wait outside the town. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they have just got to realize that the drug trade is just not going to be crushed. The fact is that the Americans are buying it.
What I think is good for the people here in the United States, of course, for the people that want drugs, is that they're getting cheaper and better every day. So
which
is nice if you happen to be a drug user.
Although I noticed they ramped up some of the propaganda. Well, I can't really call it propaganda because I think it was a private advertisement. But I saw an advertisement against methamphetamine today. They said that it was more addictive than crack or heroin.
I don't know about that.
It can be
addictive, I can tell you.
Okay, well, it may be. My point is that they're vilifying it to the hilt, the strongest they could possibly make it. I mean, look, crack was supposed to get you addicted after one hit.
Right.
What's going to be more addictive than that?
No hits.
Yeah, no hits.
Thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. I'm addicted. Boom, yeah. Done.
Well, somebody who's addicted. You could be addicted to.
That's right.
This doesn't make any sense. I mean, they said...
If you are addicted... And you never use this stuff.
Right. That's a strong drug.
You never use it in your entire life, but you're addicted.
And that's addictive drug.
Boy, I'll tell you. It doesn't get any worse than that, does it?
Well, it does. Because, as a matter of fact, it probably leads to rape.
They
vilified Rufinols. They couldn't figure out anything that was bad enough about it. So they had to say, well, what people are doing is they're using this stuff and giving it to their dates and then taking their date home. So I'm guessing that the next thing is going to be methamphetamine makes you rape children or something.
Small children.
Right.
That's right. Young children.
Turn into a pedophile.
That's right. That's right. Instantaneously. That's right. On the street. Rage like a zombie. You know, you are walking along the street just crazed with this eyes wide open, crazed, right, looking for small six-year-olds.
First, you drive your car into the preschool, you know.
Right. That's right.
And then you get
out. You take
out
a few of them out.
Right. Slaughter a few more and then rape the rest because you looked at this methamphetamine.
That's right. Somebody told you about it.
Right. And that's, to me, the more that they tried to...
You saw the letter M today.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We got on Sesame Street. We're going to do the letter M today.
Yeah.
We got pulled.
Amphetamine. That's right.
It's amazing because they're just going to try to vilify the stuff. But the more they try to vilify it, the more people are going to see through that kind of stuff.
Well, not only see through it, but as we've seen before, the sin is always the temptation. It's called the temptation of Christ. I mean, as soon as you put something on the illegal list, people are saying, well, let me see what they're talking about here.
Hey,
if it's that bad.
That's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine if they put roller coasters on the illegal list. I mean, they'd be lined up from here to Tampa trying to get on the damn thing.
Even bigger lines.
That's right. So the key, of course, as we've talked about before, and it's interesting to see who's on which side and which on the other. Bill Buckley and Milton Friedman are two of the people that have gone through, and I think you can prove it mathematically, that if you don't legalize the drugs or at least decriminalize them or something along those lines, you're going to continue to have these troubles. And it's a total waste of money and time and people and resources across the board. It reminds me, when you think about how the government wastes resources, very often it's not so much that they themselves are wasting it, it's they cause other people to waste. And a perfect example is the preparation of your tax. Somebody has, I don't know what it is, but it's literally, it's like a billion hours or some ridiculous number that it costs just for legally to comply, to fill out your W, whatever it is, form, or what EAST-3 or whatever the heck it is. When you think about it, only about half the people actually bother to fill out a form anyway. The rest of them have it done automatically one way or the other. And it's still hundreds of billions of dollars a year in lost productivity. When they say costs, they mean that you could be doing something else. And in fact, you're filling out a damn piece of paper to send in, and then they have to look at it. Or they have their computer, or they buy a computer. When you think about the it's not so much the money that's spent actually on the IRS or the IRS agency. It's all the peripheral money that is spent on that.
That's true. I'm sick to death of the licensing requirements and stuff that they make and people do now with the filling out of just the compliance. It's not like they did anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong, and yet you still have to comply. It reminds me, I was talking to my neighbor the other day. He was fishing off of his dock into the river out behind his house, and the game warden drove up on the boat and said, "You got a license?" And his thought was, well, what he said was, I'm on my dock. This is my dock. I'm fishing off my dock. He said, well, you got to have a license for that. So,
but of course, the problem was his bait was in public property.
Well, yes, you know.
In government-owned property.
Well, so he has to drive down there, and there's no test or anything. You just pay your $15, and then he gets his license. But my point is that here's an extra errand out of this guy's life that he's got to perform, and he's probably got to renew it on a yearly basis.
No doubt. No, you do. It is not permanent.
So there's one half of one day that he's got to spend.
Well, not only that, but about the person down there that has to take the money.
Right.
And then they have an office that is taking up office space.
Yep.
That could be used for a laundromat.
They have to design the look of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's exactly true. Now, the one thing that they do claim, I think in that particular case, they claim that it's for conservation of the fish resources. Isn't that part of the fun?
Well, that may be. If that's the case, though, in my opinion, they should just take it somewhere else.
I don't agree with that. I think I like user fees, and that's why I don't mind toll roads. When the toll actually pays for the road and the upkeep on the road, the bonds, I don't have a problem with that.
I just have a problem with the fact that they stop you every couple of miles. It's supposed to be a road.
Well, of course, as you notice, the market system, actually, in spite of the fact that these roads are government-owned, if you notice the market system, if you don't like being stopped, you can buy the easy pass.
Right. Well, that is one solution. So you only have to do one thing, and that fixes you for all the tolls in Orlando area.
And of course, if they, as PayPal has done, for instance, you need to make it ubiquitous, and it would be, there's no real incentive, of course, for government agencies to cooperate that way. That is, the Miami toll roads and the right. Jacksonville toll roads, there's no real incentive, whereas with something like PayPal, there is an incentive for everybody to use the same thing no matter where you are, and no matter what you, whether it's a political contribution or if you're buying something on eBay or not on eBay. How many people, how many places have you seen that have nothing to do with eBay? Of course, now eBay owns PayPal, but even before that, you could use PayPal for your little mini purchases and nobody cared. I mean, that's the private sector. So, yes, it would be efficient because there's no incentive. It would be certainly efficient if they could coordinate all of the toll roads, say in Florida or in the United States even. I mean, why not? You know what? It wouldn't cost them anything, really, to do it. You just use the same one. I guess that they're always, everybody's always worried about a fraud, and I guess they're worried about being spotted. For instance, if your sticker goes through a toll booth in Montana and somebody gets murdered up there, and you happen to be in Florida, but you're in your own house and nobody knows, you know, this is one of those Perry Mason / Matlock things where, so you were home by yourself. Do you have any way to tell us, to confirm that? No, I was home by myself, alone, asleep. Well, that's not a good alibi. What do you mean it's not a good alibi?
Well, these days, they've got OnStar in a lot of cars, which track every place your car goes. And I've seen it used in court, where they have subpoenaed the OnStar records, determined where the person's car drove.
The car was, right.
Charged them with violating their injunction for proximity to a certain area or a certain person.
Well, again, this is one of those things we'll have to talk about in another show. It has to do with what we call privacy rights. I guess we talked a little bit about that in our Ninth Amendment Supreme Court show, right, a couple of weeks ago, which is available for your listening pleasure. But I think that it is interesting to see that how do you get governments to have an incentive, for instance, to have a universal, at least here in Florida. I can tell you how many times I've been to Orlando. I go to Orlando just enough to have it be inconvenient to stop every couple of miles and throw the damn money in the
thing. Right, right.
It is right on the margin for me as to whether you buy a Easy Pass, which I will say this for them. They've made it easy to buy the damn thing. When you're in Eckerd's picking up a prescription, you can buy the damn pass.
And they'll give you one right there at the toll booth, too.
Right. Well, that's new. And that's a good thing. I'm surprised that the government's actually thought about doing that. I mean, it used to be you had to write them and you had to give them all kinds of stuff, and then they would send it to you in the mail. I mean, it wasn't like
drive to Washington or Tallahassee.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Because sometimes when you think about it, I've gone to Orlando. I remember one time I was down there. This is before you could get it at the toll booth. And I knew I was going to drive around like for 2 days. Just 2 days. It would have been, I mean, fine, I'll give you the $25 because I'm going to be driving all over town for 2 days. But I then had to go through the mail, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't have gotten it for a week. And so I had to pay the damn tolls for 2 days and, you know, stop and go. And
I like the theory of user fees, but for something like the phishing, to me, this is a tax. And basically, somebody's decided they have a good, quote unquote, good program for the environment. It's going to save the fish. And
well, they have the tag. Of course, you can buy your automobile tag.
Well, there you
tag.
Go. There's some voluntary. You know, you got to buy the thing anyway. Of course.
Well, you have extra $30 or $35 or something for your porpoise tag or your
right.
fish tag. Or they have a fish tag, don't they? Have a fish
yeah,
tag
sure
and a porpoise,
do.
And they have turtles.
Everything.
There's 78 tags now, I think, in Florida. Besides the vanity tags, of course, you can get.
Mine promotes hurricanes.
Yeah, well, we do. Yeah, that's right. We want real estate prices to drop here. And some of the rich, we'll show those rich bastards. I'll show you a goddamn condo.
I fund hurricanes. My money goes into the super fund, which is there for the switch they have up in the administration.
Yeah, that's right. This in case they want to have a hurricane. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, they do have that. It reminds me a little bit of the Star Trek where the good Kirk and the bad Kirk switched, and they had a switch where you could eliminate people.
No. The real analogy was the Ming the Merciless. He mm-hmm. had in this Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless had a weather control machine.
Yes, mm-hmm. and I like that. And of course, fiery hail was always a nice one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I thought that was a nice touch to have
fiery hail.
I thought that was pretty nice. I did get Princess whatever name's autographed down when I was down at the Comic Con mm-hmm. or at the MegaCon, whatever down mm-hmm. in Orlando. So I got
MegaCon.
Her. MegaCon. That's right. Went down there. Yeah, I'll have to get a costume for that next time it shows up. When is that, by the way? Are we coming?
It's up? It's in February.
February. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have a show. Well, I might not be here in February. I might be down in Costa Rica learning Spanish again. So we'll see. So to top off on this, you think that the guy should be allowed to fish off his own dock and not pay a user fee?
Yeah, not have to be required to drive anywhere to do it.
Yeah, I will say this, that speaking of that, of course, you don't have to drive to go get your automobile tag anymore, which I think is a nice touch. They do charge you an extra dollar, I think.
Send it through the mail or something?
Yeah, they do it. They send me a thing every day, every birthday that says about 3 weeks before my birthday, they send a thing that's a renewal. It's like a magazine renewal. Mm-hmm. And you basically write them a check and you send it to them, and then they send you they send you the little stickers. I think how often, about every 4 or 5 years here in Florida, they give you a new tag, actually, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but they definitely switch it out at some point.
Yeah, they do. Something along those lines. The tags deteriorate over time. I do know that. Not deteriorate. What's the word that they... what happens when it monetarily disintegrates? If you take a tag, for instance, if you take a tag off your car and you don't use it, you can switch it onto a new car. Well, after a year, it only retains 75% of its value. In 2 years, it's 50% and so forth. After about 4 years, you walk in there with this tag that you paid for, and you say, I want to put it on my new. And they say, no, tag's no good anymore. It's depreciated. Mm. You can't. What about if it was sitting in my closet? It's as shiny as it was a day. No, I'm sorry.
Auto tags are another thing that we can take issue with. In Hawaii, they basically tell them to go jump in a lake.
Who?
A lot of the Hawaiians out there won't pay they just don't renew their tags.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course, they got these islands. I mean, how are you going to, some of these people, what are you going to do? I mean,
and the police don't enforce it. Yeah. So they just don't pull the people over who haven't renewed their tags in the last 10 years. They think of it, hey, they own their car. Why do they have to pay a fee every year to drive their car? What's the rationale of that?
Yeah, because you're paying for the road supposedly through your gas. Your gas tax is supposed to fix the roads up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you say, what is the rationale? You know, you're right about that. Of course, you try that here in Florida, and if your tag is expired by about 20 minutes, it used to be what I used to have some fun here in Florida. What I would do is to get the sticker and not put it on and see how long it took them to catch me. And when about a dozen years ago, or maybe no, about 15 years ago, it would take them until about Easter. That's about 8 or 9 months after the thing was due. It would take them about 8 or 9 months. Now it takes them about 15 days. They're looking for it these days. I will say this, when they pull me over, I don't do it anymore, but I used to do it. For other reasons, I don't do it anymore.
Say you slimy pig, why don't you go out and catch a real clear criminal?
Yeah, right. That's what you do. What the f*** are you doing here? And that's a good way to stay.
Pay your salary.
Yeah, right, that's right. That's a good way to stay.
You work for me.
That's a good way to stay unarrested.
Anyway, get into the back of the car.
Yeah. That's it, right? Slap, bang, crash. So they will pull you over now. And when the last time it happened to me, the guy said they call in on their little thing. They know right away that you're okay, that you're legal. That's good news. And then they say, well, you know, you need to put that sticker on there because I could give you a $100 ticket. You know that. I'm going to let you off this time, but it could cost you $100 not to put that sticker on there.
Peel it off and stick it right on his nose.
Yeah, now that's a good, stick this, MF, I got something to stick. I'll show you where to stick. Yeah, that's a good way to stay. That's a good way to make them happy. I found that as far as the police, especially because they have a gun, but even so, when the guy comes out to, like, say, appraise your house, and you say, get off my property, I'll shoot you, MF person, whatever it is, you bureaucrat, I'm paying your, those people will have the sheriff out there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
If they come out to say your dog's barking too loud, that's something you don't want to. That guy's making $15,000 a year, but he has the power to basically put you in jail.
Right. He's not taking any drug money from Mexicans.
No. No, that's right. That's the difference. That's maybe he should.
Maybe he should.
That's right. Okay. Well, I'm about done with that. What do you think? Show over?
Well, I mean, I said one little piece of light.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay.
Man says ex super glued his genitals.
I saw that. I think not only that, I think she super glued everything.
Yeah, she did. She, let's see here. He woke up to find O'Toole had used super glue to stick his genitals to his abdomen, glued his buttocks together, and spelled out a profanity on his back in nail polish.
they had to get the anti super glue solvent or whatever it is. To, you know, and here is, that'd be tend to be embarrassing.
Special formula.
Yeah.
No, they got it there in time.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the charge would be. You know, the Lorena Bobbitt thing, of course, that's when you cut them off.
Right.
But misdemeanor assault.
Yeah, it's battery. It's unconsented touching. Of course, what her defense was that was just all part of their wild, crazy sexual activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. It was.
And the gun and the sword, and the handcuffs. You mean were the part where he got all cut up and everything, lost his life? That was just part of. This is wild.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was all the thing I had. So
well, we don't have. I want to talk next time in the next broadcast. I've got a couple things I want to talk about. One is they've talked about financial literacy here and locally, and the way they're going to get the people involved. And it turns out it's almost no money. Is the earned income tax credit, which they say would bring all these thousands and thousands of dollars to the community. And of course, that's the earned income tax. Excuse me, the EITC is a welfare check. It is not earned. It's not. It is income, all right, but it is not. It's, they call it a refund, and of course, it's a fund. It's not a refund. It's, you know, it's money that you didn't earn, and so forth. We talk about that. And also, the other thing that's a big deal that is one of my bugaboos is the school system. And they, I was watching Channel 12 last night, which is our local government access channel. I watched a school board meeting, and once again, I know these people are noble and everything else, but boy, you talk about trivial. You talk about you talk about people that have don't have a clue on what is really going on in the education system. And then there was an editorial in this morning's paper about how we need to fix this, fix that, and where they're fixing it and so forth. So we'll do that in another broadcast.
You see, China vowed to send people to the moon by 2017?
Yes, I saw that. Mm-hmm. I guess...
Nothing better than sitting on a rocket looking underneath your seat and says, made in China.
Yeah, well, you know what? The way they're going to fund it.
They're going to burn people and sell them.
No. They're going to collect some of the stuff that's up there and bring it back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to, they're, you know, like the Nixon plaque and the
right,
flag. And so
right,
they're going to bring that stuff back and put it on eBay.
Nah.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's how they're going to. You think that people wouldn't pay for those artifacts?
Oh,
they
man.
Bring back a wheel from the rover and stuff like
right,
that.
Right,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Done.
Huge
that's a,
dollars.
No,
there.
Big money. I mean, they're going to bring back bits and pieces. That's what they're going up there.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers. Exactly right. Finders
it was abandoned keep, in
it
place.
It was abandoned. And then they're going to put their little China flag up there. But the point is, you think about it. United States of America, that guy comes back with, they're going to take the damn...
They bring back all the American flags.
Yeah. That's it.
We got red moon now.
Hear your flag, Mom.
Hear your flag back.
No, but then they bring back...
Your car tag expired too, by the way.
The beauty is that they're going to, I understand that they're going to leave the heavy parts like the batteries and stuff like that and leave that because that's too heavy.
Right.
But when they take apart the little moon rover, they're going to bring back all the little light parts and everything and then put them on eBay so everybody get a piece of the moon. No, it's
right. Got this cool reflector here.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, yeah. Hey, man. No, bits and pieces. They'll bring back the gold and the aluminum. They're going to recycle the gold.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be easy to pay for that thing.
Yep. That would be a good idea.
I think it's great. And of course, now we've got until when to put our Rolling Stones satellite with them?
Oh, yeah.
Can they throw that out on the way in?
That'd be cool.
That's what, you know, as they're doing the liftoff, they just open up the port and go
right,
and throw
it out,
pop it out the
right,
side there,
yep.
And then we can have our thing.
Yep. We'll have to talk to them.
Yeah, that's right. We have to learn, unfortunately, we have to learn Mandarin in the meantime.
Yeah, no, that's a sucky deal.
Okay, well, there we go. All right, well, listen, send us some email, Jimmy Doan, jimmy@jimmydoan.com. Hello, all you people. That's right, Virginia Beach still in there. God knows. No, it's, we had, let's see, we had Finland, we had Spain, Italy came online this time. So we're getting around the world in the email. So you write to jimmy@jimmydoan.com. And
we'll talk about you.
And we'll talk about We'll talk about
we're
you.
We're watching you, watching us.
Yeah.
That's right. We have our what do you call it? Our ISP.
Web tracking.
ISP number tracking.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. Well, thanks for listening, and have a good workout or a good drive time. Thank you, Curtis.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, you know something else, too, real quick? One of our friends... Sarah Jane, her brother, won the new lead singer for NXS thing.
Really?
He won the TV show, reality TV show, to be the new lead singer.
When is that? We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll find out. They're going to play around here in February or something. So good.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll get some free cuts to use.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. We'll see you next time.